This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 61 for Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger Wednesday morning as the market continues to react to declining production estimates, as reported by Statistics Canada yesterday. Canola up $3 to nearly $8, November up $7.40 at $879.70 per ton. Traders are still digesting yesterday's production estimates when Stats Can pegged the canola crop at only 12.8 million tons. That would be the smallest since 2010. Gains in the Chicago soy complex are also supportive as soy oil continues to correct off of its two-month lows hit earlier this week. Canola does remain overpriced compared to other oilseeds, though, with soft crush margins keeping a lid on the upside. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 4 cents in the November contract at $12.87 per bushel. The USDA reported flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, and that was somewhat supportive, but that business was countered by news of cancellations of 196,000 tons of previously announced business to unknown destinations. Strength in outside markets, including palm and crude oil, contributed to the gains in beans, with soy oil leading to the upside in the soy complex. Corn, it is up with follow-through buying after yesterday's advances. The December contract up 8 cents at $5.28 per bushel. While corn condition ratings in the U.S. were down slightly in the latest weekly report, the nearby weather does remain relatively favorable, with seasonal harvest pressure likely to pick up over the next few weeks. In wheat, all three U.S. Wheat markets are higher, finding continued support in the December contract at $8.92 per bushel, Kansas City up 9 cents in December at $7.10 per bushel, and Chicago, it's up 8 cents in the December contract at $7.08 per bushel. Canadian wheat production was lowered to only 21.7 million tons. That would be the smallest crop since 2007, and well below the 35 million tons grown last year. Crop issues in Russia and parts of Europe were also supportive, although world wheat stocks do remain large overall. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.